Just in case everybody's wondering, yes, the call was, our meeting was a little delayed by the numbers, so I hope we have everyone here. First thing I would like to ask is, we are all in agreement that we're using Robert's Rules of Order. At that point, we're going to need to discuss the secretary to take minutes for tonight. Any nominations? Okay, for the time being, I will take notes for tonight. Is that agreed or is any objection to that?
I'm having a hard time hearing a little bit.
Having no objections, or I'd like to discuss secretary. Is there anyone who would like to nominate someone or would like to volunteer for secretary for tonight?
Yeah, this is Tracy. I don't mind doing it on an ongoing basis, but I can't do it tonight because I'm in transit. But I would be willing to take on that obligation for all meetings afterwards.
Okay. Tracy's, maybe for the next meeting we'll discuss that. And then is there anyone else you'd like to volunteer for or nominate someone else? Okay, I guess I'll go ahead and take the notes for tonight. I'm expecting to have a lighter meeting because of the delay and also because this is I need to get some feedback from those who are returning. And I need to set up the rules so that we can at least vote for a chair or a co-chair or, you know, if there's someone who wants to nominate someone, we need to get to that next.
I think you're asking for us to set up an agenda here, which is probably a good idea.
Yes, sir. We can set up an agenda. The problem that I have is that the call out or not having enough information to know whether anybody was going to come tonight. The agenda I wanted to be light because we need to discuss this while we're on the line. And for me, the first thing was secretary. The second thing would be co-chairs and whether we use Robert's Rules of Order, which of course we do.
Okay, I have to. I'm having a little hard time with the sound on here. But I gather you're saying we should. You're agreeing we should set the agenda here, or just go by whatever.
Yes, let's go ahead and discuss chair of the governance. If there's any nominations or anyone who would like to nominate someone or volunteer for chair, or if anyone thinks we should do co-chair. I really wanted to hear from former members so we can catch up on what was left, but I don't know what the status is with that.
This is Brenda Medina from KPFK. I wanted to actually ask if people can announce their names just because I don't recognize anybody's voice, if it's possible to do that.
So recognize members that are on the call would be okay now, if no objections. I can go first. This is Jessica. I'm with KPFT. Anybody else from KPFT on this call?
Tracy Rosenberg, KPFA and PNB.
Tracy Rosenberg, okay. Who else do we have on the call today?
Marcel Reed, WPFW.
Bob Lederer, WBAI.
WBAI.
R. Paul Martin, WBAI.
Martin, okay, that would leave, what, three people? Anyone who wants to remain nominated?
John Wenger, KPFK.
Hi.
Okay.
This is Brenda Medina from KPFK.
Nancy.
Okay. Hi, Nancy.
Did we make quorum?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
So you don't need me to make quorum, right?
We made quorum right before you came on the call, Nancy.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say one more time.
We have quorum.
Okay. Well, this is Tracy. If we are entertaining nominations for the chair of the governance committee, I will make one unsolicited.
Okay.
If he would be so gracious to accept it, I don't know if this is the case, I would go ahead and nominate R. Paul Martin.
For what?
For the chair of the governance committee.
I think a PNB member has to be chair of a PNB committee, don't they?
Actually, I don't believe so. It's the normal protocol. But we don't have a lot of PNB members present tonight, so I'm not sure that we can do that. I believe only Marcel and I, well, there's Jessica and Marcel and myself. I'm not a candidate. Jessica or Marcel, are you volunteering? Because if not, then I will leave that nomination in play.
Okay, so we have Tracy as an you would like to be chair of the governance?
No, you misunderstood. I am nominating R. Paul Martin. R. Paul said that it's his understanding is that the chair of a PNB committee should be a member of the PNB. I think that that has not always been the case, and it is possible to have an exception. But the members of the PNB that we have here are Marcel, yourself, and me. I am not a candidate. I'm asking if Marcel or Jessica is interested in being nominated.
Okay, I understand now. I missed the Marcel part.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I go to pound pound one all the time, so I don't interrupt. Okay. So what are we doing now? I'm sorry. We're nominating?
We're nominating folks for chair. I went ahead and nominated R. Paul Martin. He said that preferably the chair of a PNB committee is a member of the PNB. So I'm asking if the two members of the PNB that are here, yourself and Jessica, if either of you would volunteer to serve as chair. If you would, great. If not, then I would probably continue with nominating R. Paul.
Okay, I hear. Okay. So here's the question that I would like to pose. This is Jessica from KPSB. If we just discuss this today and table the actual procedure of nomination and vote for the next meeting, because if there is some kind of a discrepancy and we do need a PNB member, because I know that this is a sensitive, sometimes or more important, these matters are real important. If we just waste our time and spin our wheels doing the nomination process and it can't even be someone from outside the PNB, then maybe we should just discuss whether we should have go ahead and table that for next time and this time. Because from what I understand, don't we need some more members to be volunteered or, I mean, to be voted on to the, of this committee anyway? And
this is Nancy. How many people do we have now, and from where? Five? Five people here? More?
No, there's eight people. From what I understand.
Eight people now on the line.
Hear me too.
I don't really see why we should table it. I think it would probably be better to get a chair.
Okay, mm-hmm. This is Nancy. I'd like to say, could we have an interim chair until we get to know each other? And the ones that want to run for a chair, could they say something about themselves or what their plans are for governance this year, or their goals? I'd really appreciate that because I don't even know who is Marcel. Who is that? Who is Morton? I don't know these people.
Marcel I'm sorry, Nancy, to interrupt you. She's from WPFW.
Okay, well, let me just say briefly, this is Tracy again, that it's kind of difficult for a committee to be functional without a chair. The chair doesn't really have any magical powers or anything. Mostly what they do is facilitate the meeting, and we can always change the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of this is kind of etched in stone, but it's a little awkward to have a committee ongoing without a chair, and we're 6 months in, and we just convened ourselves. So I think we might want to err on the side of selecting a chair. And
okay.
I don't think people take this as some sort of delivery of extraordinary power or as a decision that couldn't be changed later if that was the will of the committee, because it can be.
Okay, Tracy, I understand what you're saying. I would like to ask the members on this phone call if there's any objection to maybe Phil and I both considering being co-chairs for this committee, at least interim me tonight or interim Marcel tonight, but just so that we, in the interest of moving things along,
in the future for the next meeting, we can consider being co-chairs, or if Marcel can, if someone else wants to come along and be co-chairs with Marcel, maybe that will be a good way to handle it from here on out.
Yes, I object. Somebody spoke, I don't know what it is, but somebody two speakers ago made a very reasonable suggestion, which was, who are all these people? I'd like to get to know them before I vote for them. I think that what we should do tonight is just like a temporary chair and start moving along and start to get to know each other, and then the people that make sense to be chair will become obvious, or at least we'll be informed by something. But right now, I just have no clue, and I really object to voting on a random basis for people that I don't necessarily know. And I'd like to hear what people think on the committee. I'd like to see what they want to do with this committee, that sort of thing. So I second and extend the comments of what he said. Who are all you people?
Oh, I agree. Whoever that was. Who was that? Who just spoke?
John Wenger from KPFK just spoke.
Okay, your voice is cracking up. Why is that?
Not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like we're going with Jessica and Marcel as temporary co-chairs until what period of time?
We can revote on the next meeting.
I think someone should run. Is that fair?
I'm sorry, what
was that?
Next meeting, when someone should run.
That's my idea, Jim. So for the next meeting,
then we need someone to take over sort of facilitating tonight. So which one of you is it going to be?
Oh, Jessica, you can go ahead and facilitate, and I'll just back up if you need anything.
Okay. We can do that inviting everybody to keep in mind that this will be light. It's not intended to become intense into discussion of specific topics. I'm trying to get the group together so we all come to consensus on when to meet. I'm going to run for secretary maybe next time, getting people, getting the idea in our members' minds as to who might want to do that. And in this case, we already have Tracy who stepped up, Nancy.
Yeah, and I'm happy not to do it if anyone has a burning desire. It's just that normally it's hard to find people to do it.
Now then, we would need to discuss. I also wanted to discuss tonight issues for the next meeting, things that need to make it on the agenda for the next meeting. Most of all, the most pressing of issues that might bring any of our stations down if we do not discuss it. Okay, so for tonight, I'm taking secretarial duties as well as chair duties, so please bear with me. If I ask you to repeat, it's probably because it just went right by me. The next thing I'd like to discuss is there any way we can discuss when the next meeting should be?
Please don't make it on a day that there's another Pacifica.
That's why I'm asking, Nancy, because if anyone else knows they already have Thursdays tied up every month or Wednesdays tied up, then now's a good time to start formulating a plan for next month.
Yeah, someone needs to open the KPFX FTX calendar on their website and look for days and times that are not otherwise occupied.
Our poll is done.
Hey,
you're looking for
do you have access?
Which days are people suggesting?
Hi. This is Brenda Medina from KPFK. I would actually move to have them on Monday because it seems I'm looking at the KPFTX website, and it looks like Monday is a day that most people are not hosting any national conference call meetings.
Yeah, I think the flat meets on the second and fourth Monday, so the first or the third Monday should work.
Can we either try the first?
Well, the first Monday is July 4th, so I think that's...
Yeah, let's forget about that July 4th.
Boy, that's like...
The third Monday of the month?
Yep.
It's all right with me.
Okay, and does anybody have the KPFTX on the... Ms. Medina, you have that up right now?
Who are you talking to?
Third Monday is not good for me. What about the fourth Monday?
The fourth Monday. That sounds doable, too.
No, we're talking third Monday because the frat The FRAT committee has, I think, the second and the fourth Monday.
July 18th.
So we're talking about the third.
July 18th is open.
Okay, let's agree to July 18th for right now. And if I go back to everybody's web pages for KPFK, KPFT, KPFA, if I see that a local board is having a meeting, I don't mind sending out an email to the members tonight and saying, hey, we might need to move that to another day. Is that okay? Any objections to that?
Yeah, we have to work on everyone else now. We're so late.
Nancy from Houston, we're supposed to have an audit meeting on the third Monday, but the last Monday was canceled. So I don't know what to say. They didn't say what they were going to do, so it's blank now, so we could go ahead and use it. I guess audit could do something else.
So July 18th it is for as of right now? Any objections?
Audit was last third. No, go ahead, do the third Monday, because audit did not have that meeting last Monday, and we should have done that. So.
Okay, well let's go with July 18th.
It's not posted, right? It's not posted. I don't have a computer in front of me.
Are we talking about the same time? 5:30.
Yes, the same time.
Can I get the charge of this committee?
Who's talking?
Mel Bernstein.
Mel Bernstein, how do you do? This is Nancy from Houston.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Mel, you were just getting into something that I brought up an email. What's the purpose of this committee, or what we're trying to accomplish with this committee?
Yes, I would like to know the charge of the committee so that I can see what I signed up for.
Okay. Do I have any former members of governance on the line?
Yeah. Our Paul.
Yes.
I used to be on it.
I'm borrowing a little bit of experience. Do you mind addressing that from your point of view?
Let's see. We could probably look that up because I'm sure it's written down somewhere, but basically the governance committee in the past took up the issues of governance. For instance, when somebody would want to suggest a bylaws amendment, it would usually get kicked into the governance committee. If there were other rules, there was a code of conduct that was a big discussion issue for quite a while. Other things that the PNB thinks should go to the governance committee got kicked into the governance committee. So a lot of what the work we had to do previously was stuff that the PNB sent to us. They referred it to the governance committee. And that's what it is. I was on the committee for its first 5.5 or 6 years. I wasn't on last year. So that's basically what I remember us doing a lot of. And somebody could probably find the formal official written policy for it.
Who just spoke? Who's
okay, thank you.
Art Paul Martin.
Yes, who was that?
Art Paul Martin.
This is Tracy. Why don't we just introduce ourselves before we speak, and that's probably the way to go.
This is Mel Bernstein. That was very helpful, but I'm wondering if there's a written charge to the committee anywhere.
Yes, there is.
This
is Brenda Medina from KPFK. And if you look under Article 8, Section 3, the standing committees, it says it talks about the LSB committees in addition to the board of directors having the following committees. And under it, it says a governance committee, which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. And that's all it states.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you also, Tracy, for that clarification. I know it's written somewhere, and I've read it before, but all of that is on paper, and I'm not where I can get to it right now. So, I like to borrow from the experience. What I understand, another part of this is anything that we do locally on our local levels. If we want to make it a change across the board, we we have to get the approval from the PMB, from what I understand as well. So that, I understood that that's what we were going to be doing on this committee as well. If I'm wrong, please forgive me, but that's what I understood it to be. Any changing of standing rules, any bylaws amendments, anything having to do with rules and governance of...
This is Bob Lederer from WBAI. I just wanted to add to that. I was on the governance committee for, I think, 3 years, a few years back. And besides what other people have said, I would say that there was, my memory is that there was a pretty clear practice that whenever anyone, either on the an LSB or the PNB, felt that there was an area of policy, not limited to just the bylaws themselves, but just a policy about how management should operate nationally or at the local level. I mean, not policy at an individual station, but if there was a Pacifica-wide policy that someone felt needed to be put in place, because right now it was very inconsistent from station to station, that this would be the committee to come to with that idea, and then the committee would help shape it and, you know, sometimes set up a working group to really hone the language and hash out the details and then bring it forward to the PNB for approval or amendment or whatever they wanted to do with it.
Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you for that. That's exactly what that you put it in so much better words. But I'm sorry, who was that was just speaking?
Bob Lederer from WBAI, LSB.
Okay, so any other questions, any members or new members about maybe the purposes of what we're doing here at governance?
I have a question. Nancy from KPFT. I'd like to know what each member of this team is interested in working on. What's their priorities here? Your hopes, your dreams. I really would like to hear.
Okay.
I don't mind giving mine first, if it's okay. Okay. We have a problem with board members who don't show up and don't attend committee meetings and don't attend events and, just pawns, I guess. I don't know. I think we should have some we're really not in a position to be putting up with useless people like this, just taking up a vote. When we have these no quorum blues, I think we should have something, some kind of a creative and polite and diplomatic expression to express a nice rule that we don't have these kind of things. And when quorum is not met, then the people who don't show up, are they unexcused absence or they're excused? See, I think we should have some rule across the board. Because finance meeting, this is the third meeting for the year we've met quorum. And I'm supposed to be in a finance meeting right now, but I'm on the other side of the door doing this. And I would like to leave and go back to finance. I hate to say that because I love governance. And I would like to see us have a code of conduct where the report is not given just to the manager of the station. Because if the complaint is about the manager and then manager doesn't do anything about it, there should be oversight for other committees to receive a copy of it. Anyway, about these, I think we need something across. And plus, there's no union, there's no labor union here in the KPFT, and I really would like to hear input from the other stations' labor union, and I'd like to present it to our programmers so that they can have a chance to have maybe a better of all the other four. We have a employment at will state here in Texas, and our programmers, in my opinion, just don't live in fear, let's put it that way, or they're just putting up with it, and it's just, if it were passed at Pacifica to have fairness in workers' rights, then it should be in Pacifica, at least in the KPFD station in Houston, Texas, it should be there. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm also convening the governance meeting. I'm finished.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. If I think I understood you, you'd like sanctions for members that don't show to events and meetings, like sanctions, and a code of conduct for anyone, management, who doesn't take care of complaints efficiently or at least effectively.
Jessica, I'm having trouble hearing, like every fraction of a second, I can't hear you clearly. So please don't talk too fast. And then I'm having trouble hearing another gentleman's phone. I don't know. Is it the trouble with the phone or If it were a landline,
I'm not sure it might... Some people pick up better than others. I'm not sure. I've been on a few meetings, and that happens pretty much every time we're on a phone call. What I was saying was, I understand what you're saying. You'd like a code of conduct, sanction for members that don't show to meetings.
Yeah, so I'm asking the other members on governance if you have if you can guide me to somebody who has in your station who has your labor union contract and send the information to me, or send somebody's name or that I can ask, because we want to make a now it's not just we, I mean it's the programmers have to do this and decide on it themselves, but I mean just help them. Our governance committee would like to help them.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Whenever you can recognize me.
Okay, so I'd like to emails of everybody here so we can we have some kind of way to communicate with each other, telephone numbers and.
I believe we can get through to emails to each other if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and telephone numbers too, in case somebody doesn't show up, we can't make quorum, then we can call somebody and tell them to please come. But that's what we did in programming. We had to call two people to fetch them. Then we made quorum.
R. Paul for stack.
And Bob Lederer for the stack.
Tracy, you're next, or did you already say what you were going to say?
Okay, Jessica, can you recognize people on the stack?
I'm trying to say Tracy. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah. I couldn't for a second there. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg, KPFA, OSB, and PNB. So I guess what we're doing is going around and talking about what we would like the governance committee to do or what we see as its purpose. So I will address that. Just two quick things for the person who spoke previously. One is I can send you a copy of KPFA's labor contract. That's no problem. I will email that out. The only thing that I would, encourage you to address is the question of usually representation is for paid staff only, and I think that's reasonable. KPFT has a fairly small paid staff. If you're talking about programmers' rights, then to some degree you're probably largely talking about an unpaid staff organization of some kind. And just to be clear that those are sort of two different things, and I think they're both important, and I would, encourage you to talk about what would best serve your needs at KPFT. But if you're talking about programmers, then you are talking about, some sort of unpaid staff organizing largely, I believe, within the KPFT environment. I don't think you have an inordinate amount of paid programmers. The second thing is, we can set up a Google Groups or Yahoo Groups, and most of the PNB committees do, and it's probably a pretty good idea. In terms of where I'd like the governance committee to go, I'll endorse everything that Bob and R. Paul said in terms of what the committee has historically done. I was on it, 2 years ago, I think, or 3 years ago, maybe four, sometime around like 2006, 2007. I think basically when you're talking about governance, you are talking about policy, and you're talking about policy that relates to the way that both the national board and the local boards function. Governance is primarily a board activity. So what we're really looking to do is come up with rules, policies, standing guidelines, things that would sort of direct board activity in a constructive manner rather than a non-constructive manner. So I would say that it's basically to all of us to identify things in our local and national boards, however we engage, that aren't working or that are wildly inconsistent from signal area to signal area, and look at policies or guidelines or standing rules that would support solving those problems and making things work better. In terms of my own, personal goals, I think there's issues with how the LSB and the PNB relate to each other. There have been some policies to address that. Certainly the implementation of those policies to some degree falls to this committee, and I hope that we'll take that seriously. Otherwise, I think there may be some bylaws amendment work. There's always bylaws amendment work that we might want to engage upon if we can identify a couple of places where the bylaws really aren't working well. And I think there's plenty to choose from. I guess I'll kind of stop there. This committee was dormant the second half of last year. I think it's inevitable that the PNB will refer things here, and I hope that they will, and take advantage of us. But I think we can basically, you know, as people come up with things that they think a policy would solve, they can bring this to this committee, and I think you can all go back to the LSB members that you work with, and, you know, pull out things that they think, oh, wouldn't it be great if we had a policy network-wide that addressed this? And, you know, the committee can work at maybe kind of crafting that. I don't know if that means that the PNB will pick it up and implement it, but I think we would all be happy to be getting well-thought-out policies that address real problems coming up from this committee, and that would kind of be the goal.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry, Ms. Nancy, I'm going to sign off now, but I will look at the stream and listen to everybody. And please tell you what stations you're from and your names, clearly. I'm sorry, but I really want to get back to the finance. I'm real sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody. I'm
good night.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Also, who's next on the stack? I'm sorry, I was able to... Everybody.
I think R. Paul and then Bob or vice versa.
R. Paul is next.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Okay, there you are.
Okay?
No.
Okay. I'm R. Paul Martin. I'm from WBAI. And one of the things I have to say is for the phone meetings, I hope people will not use speaker phones because that drives everything nuts. It puts a lot of noise on the line. It makes it impossible to hear the person who's speaking. So maybe everyone should give a listen to the audio of this, just a little bit for, you know, 2 minutes, to the audio of this meeting after it's over, and see if you like how you sound on it, because it's very difficult to hear folks sometimes, and that's important on a teleconference. Let me point out right away, there already is a mailing list for the governance committee. It's been there for about 7 years. And I asked Ken Aaron, who was on it last year, to put people on. And so I think everybody who's on the governance committee is on that mailing list now. People may not have recognized it yet because I think maybe only one thing has gone out in the last day. But it, let's see, what does it say? It will say, it says PNB PacGov. It'll say PacGov at the beginning of the subject field. So if you see something that says PacGov, that's from the committee's mailing list. One of the good things about getting everybody on that mailing list is it has the history of the committee for the past 7 years. If you look at it for the past year, you'll see there's not a lot of history there. But if you look at it for before then, you'll see all sorts of issues and how things were dealt with on there. So I think that's important that we all recognize that there's that, and we should probably communicate through that rather than through just emails to each other. And we can also – I mean, somebody brought up whether or not in a non-quorum meeting you can give an excused absence, and the answer is no, you don't need one if there's no quorum. I just wanted to throw that in. Anyway, what I see the committee doing is trying to sort of keep order in a lot of Pacifica, because sometimes people don't understand things, and some LSBs will go off on their own, and there may be questions about some actions, and that sort of thing can be referred back to the governance committee. And the governance committee also gives a lot of feedback, or at least used to the PNB, when CNB refers things to the committee, it gets feedback, and that, even if there's no motion, the feedback alone can help the PNB to decide what it's going to do. And those are the major things. I will bring up one thing I don't like, is in the past, if you look at the history of it, we have at times spent months on the governance committee hammering out bylaws amendments, at which point a couple of directors will get together, get four more directors, and all of a sudden a different bylaws amendment hits the PNB because that's allowed by the bylaws, which is going to happen and is annoying, but, you know, it's a peeve of mine. Anyway, those are some of my thoughts, and I'm done.
Okay, thank you. And that was Mr. Wharton from WBAI. Hello?
That was our Paul Martin.
Paul Martin, I'm sorry, because I didn't hear the beginning. I only heard WBAI. Also, I wanted to ask a question, Mr. Martin, real quick, because I misunderstood something that you said about asking about the email list or sending that out. It's already out there, so there's a location to find the email list.
Okay, I'm having a very hard time understanding what you're saying. Your audio is not so hot. Ken Aaron was on the committee last year. The way the groups work is there's an owner, and the owner of the group stays there because you can't not have an owner. So he's there at this point, and whoever's chair, I guess, will be handed the ownership when we decide who's chair. The list is there, and as far as I know, he's put everybody on it. I will go look right now and see if I can see the membership. I'm not the owner or anything, but I may be able to see the membership list of the governance committee here.
Okay.
May I speak? I'm at that page right now.
Okay, and who am I speaking? Please identify yourself.
John Winger, KPFK, Los Angeles. There are 11 members, and I found this thing. It's very hard to find. But if I search my Gmail for a message from pacgov-owner, I found it. And then I was able to accept the invitation. If you don't accept the invitation, it will reject your email. That happened to me earlier. I am on Skype, and so I've gone to a foreignly slow speaking style. Am I still breaking up?
Yes.
Yes.
I may have to go to my cellular phone.
Okay. We can, let's see, it's 8:34. I guess, and no problem if you want to go to your cellular phone, we can break the camera and you can get back on the call.
Well, actually, I'd like to save minutes and mainly listen, because it's free on Skype. But when I need to say a lot, I'll go to my cell phone.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Bob Lederer. Can I speak?
Yes, sir, Mr. Lederer. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. Bob Lederer, WBAI. And I wanted to go back to Nancy's question a while earlier. I realize she's no longer on the line, but I'm glad to hear she said she's going to listen to the archive. So I'll just give my stab at answering her question about unions. There are, to my knowledge, three unions of paid staff at Pacifica, at KPFK, KPFA, and WBAI. And then there's an unpaid staff organization at KPFA and an unpaid staff union at WBAI. And all the ones that are formal unions have contracts with management that have been negotiated, except the one at WBAI was in effect for I guess, about 7 or 8 years. And then the management that came in 2009 decided it was no longer going to recognize the contract, even though it's a legally binding contract. And so they just treated it as if it didn't exist. So the union is now completely excluded and disregarded in all the functions where they're supposed to be consulted for decisions about the unpaid staff, about programming, program counsel, et cetera. But I'd be happy to forward the documents to Nancy or any other committee member who's interested in that, because I do agree with her that it's better for unpaid staff or producers to have some sort of representation and some protection. And it doesn't really matter what the laws of the state that you're in are, because Pacifica can make its own rules about how it will treat its unions. And I would hope that as a network that stands for social justice, that it would practice what it preaches on the air and recognize and support unions when they, you know, are really speaking on behalf of the members of that workforce. So that's all I would say on that. And just as far as issues for this year for this committee, I would have to really sit down and look more closely, but I agree with what Tracy Rosenberg said earlier, that there's several areas of the bylaws that have really created a lot of problems because they were poorly worded or they just haven't worked. And I think we should really focus on a few of them and try to see if we can get some fixes, you know, that we can agree on and put forward to the board. That's it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had my mute on as well. Okay, and was there who was the next person on the stack? I have so far only a few members speaking, so I know there's a couple that maybe if you want to tell us what your purpose is to coming to this committee, or if you want to make a brief statement as to what you expect to accomplish. Nancy is going to be listening in on the call. And speaking to the union thing, I know that Tracy will be getting Nancy the information she may need just to see a glimmer of what goes on and how it works. Just keeping in mind that a lot of what we do here is an at-will state as well. So if Tracy, if you can help and, you know, maybe translation over how that would work with us, I know that's where she's probably headed with that idea. So anyone who wants to go next and let us know what you want to do, please go right ahead and please identify yourself clearly.
This is Mal Bernstein
from
KPFA. KPFA.
Okay.
My purpose on being on this committee is to work on the bylaws.
Okay, so briefly, the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone want to go next?
Well, I just want to make a brief, this is Tracy from KPFA TNB. WPFW does have a paid staff union, NABET, I think. So I just wanted to add that to what Bob said. That's all.
They do have
Can
a paid
hear
staff
me?
Union. I'm sorry, who is this? Tracy? Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I can hear you.
Okay, so that was Tracy. There is a paid staff at WPFW. There is a paid staff union. And then the other thing is we only have, like, a few members. And you were right. We only have a few programmers that are actually paid. So I know that's also going to be covered as well in the conversation, probably at the next meeting. Okay, so anyone want to go next about their purpose of being at the on this governance, or can we go to the next issue as to what needs to go on to the agenda item for the next meeting? Okay, if no one objects, we can move things right along, if you don't mind, where we can talk about anything that's pressing that needs to go into the agenda item for the July 18th meeting. Anyone for the stack? No.
Well, this is Tracy. I'll throw some out for what it's worth if nobody else will.
Go right ahead, ma'am. I'm looking for suggestions.
Can I throw out some potential agenda items, or do we not want to do that?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I'll throw them out. The member from KPFT suggested maybe discussing overture, I don't know what's the right word, overtures or assistance or perhaps some policy that, you know, would support reasonable staff organizing at KPFT. I think that's something we could talk about. Doesn't sound out of line to me. So maybe that's an agenda item. I do think that we might want to have each member of the committee do some bylaws review on July 18th and maybe highlight a couple of sections of the bylaws they find screaming for an amendment or for revision. And maybe we can target or prioritize a couple of areas of the bylaws that we all think are highest priority to work on. That was stuff that I got out that people said that we might want to put on the agenda.
Can I ask you, for some reason I was writing down what you were saying and when you went on to the next, what was the first part of that you'd like to add to the agenda? What was the first idea?
First part might be a sort of, I don't know if policy is the right word, but perhaps a governance statement regarding supporting responsible organizing at KPFT. I think it might be something that we look at. I think having a scenario where there's disproportionate staff structures at all five nations might be a little problematic, and it might be worth looking at, you know, we might or might not want to encourage or make space for. I don't know. It seemed like a concern for Nancy, and I thought it deserved an agenda item. And then the other thing was just prioritizing a couple of areas of the bylaws to work on. And they don't, you know, they're just thrown out as possibilities for the next agenda.
So responsible organization at KPFT maybe should be on the agenda, and then bylaws review. Anyone next has a burning desire to put something on the agenda, please? We want to add to the agenda, or at least maybe prioritize in order, reviewing the secretary election. And I also want to put on the agenda, hopefully, if no one minds or objects, before we discuss what Tracy added, that we also talk about chair or co-chair and go ahead and have an election.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, who was that? Okay. So that being said, is there any other information or anybody else have any ideas to go ahead and that might go on the agenda today? If not, we can also, of course, ask for them at a later time.
Hi, this is Brenda from KPFK. I was wondering, can the future agenda be emailed out along with the minutes?
And what did you ask me for, minutes by email?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I can send out email minutes by email.
Okay. Along with the proposals that people have for the July 18th meeting.
Agenda. Okay. So along with ideas for the agenda for the 18th.
Yes.
Okay. And does anyone else have anything to add to that, or would like to add anything to this?
I move we adjourn.
I was just going to say, but somebody missed him off. If not mine, I guess we can go ahead and adjourn. We will see you on July 18th. If that is not good, after I review the calendar tomorrow, we'll go ahead and send out a new email. Good night.
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Hear me?
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.